and other pieces. Rook. The rook moves in a straight line, horizontally or vertically. The rook may not jump over other pieces, that is, all squares between the square where the rook starts its move and where the rook ends its move, must be empty. As for all pieces, when the square where the rook ends his move contains a piece of the opponent, then this piece is taken. The square where the rook ends his move may not contain a piece of the player owning this rook. Bishop. The bishop moves in a straight diagonal line. The bishop may also not jump over other pieces. Queen. The queen has the combined moves of the rook and the bishop. In essence, the queen may move in any straight line, horizontal, vertical, or diagonal. Knight. The knight makes a move that consists of first one step in a horizontal or vertical direction, and then one step diagonally in an outward direction. The knight jumps. It is allowed that the first square that the knight passes over is occupied by an arbitrary piece. For instance, white can start the game by moving his knight from b1 to c3. The piece that is jumped over is further not affected by the knight. As usual, a knight takes a piece of the opponent by moving to the square that contains that piece. Pawn. The pawn moves differently regarding whether it moves to an empty square or whether it takes a piece of the opponent. When a pawn does not take, it moves one square straight forward. When this pawn has not moved at all, in essence, the pawn is still at the second row. From the owning player's view, the pawn may make a double step straight forward. For instance, a white pawn on d2 can be moved to d4. When taking, the pawn goes one square diagonally forward. There is one special rule called taking en passant. When a pawn makes a double step from the second row to the fourth row, and there is an enemy pawn on an adjacent square on the fourth row, then this enemy pawn in the next move may move diagonally to the square that was passed over by the double stepping pawn, which is on the third row. In this same move, the double-stepping pawn is taken. This taking en passant must be done directly if the player who could take en passant does not do this in the first move after the double-step. This pawn cannot be taken anymore by an en passant move. Pawns that reach the last row of the board promote. When a player moves a pawn to the last row of the board, he replaces the pawn by a queen, rook, knight, or bishop of the same color. Usually, players will promote the pawn to a queen, but the other types of pieces are also allowed. It is not required that the pawn is promoted to a piece taken. Thus, it is for instance possible that a player has at a certain moment two queens. King. The king moves one square in any direction, horizontally, vertically, or diagonally. There is one special type of move made by a king and rook simultaneously, called castling. See below. The king is the most important piece of the game, and moves must be made in such a way that the king is never in check.